This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Yes, I said that without taking a breath. Isn't that awesome? If at any time you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, what we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes here, friends, is the good guys, those that you have been led, you're led to believe that these are the good guys, are illegally pushing for door-to-door confiscation through red flag policies, not law. Attorneys, policy follows law. So let's learn from history, because remember William Pitt the Younger's speech in the House of Commons, November 18th, 1783, rightly said, necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedoms. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. We're going to get to that in just a couple moments. Are you guys hearing how the media is trying to blow the whole Pennsylvania legislator prayer out of the water? The media is trying to polarize this Pennsylvania step rep, Stephanie Borowicz. She was criticized for her opening prayer at the March 25th session of the Pennsylvania House of Representatives. You should see the eyes, the looks, the glares of the snakes that you call representatives in that state, friends. I want to play this for you. This is supposed to be a big deal. The media wants to blow it up to be a big deal. They're doing it in a negative way, friends, not in a positive way. They're trying to blow it up like she has no business saying the name of Jesus in the house, yet they put their hand on the Bible and swear to God and man that they'll uphold the Constitution. See, they want you to forget about everything else around them, and they want you to forget about Moses and the Ten Commandments in that Capitol building and every state preamble, and I could go on and on and on and on with the American Christian heritage. So the fact of the matter is, friends, we have one that had the internal fortitude to stand up and not deny the Christ, because she's not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is State Rep, Stephanie Borowicz. Listen carefully.
Representative Borowicz.
Thank you, Speaker. Let's pray. Jesus, I thank you for this privilege, Lord, of letting me pray, God, that I, Jesus, am your ambassador here today, standing here representing you, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the great I am, the one who's coming back again, the one who came, died, and rose again on the third day. And I'm so privileged to stand here today. So thank you for this honor, Jesus. God, for those that came before us, like George Washington in Valley Forge and Abraham Lincoln, who sought after you in Gettysburg. Jesus, and the Founding Fathers in Independence Hall, Jesus, that sought after you and fasted and prayed for this nation to be founded on your principles and your words and your truths. God, forgive us. Jesus, we've lost sight of you. We've forgotten you, God, in our country. And we're asking you to forgive us, Jesus, that your promise and your word says that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, that you'll heal our land. Jesus, you are our only hope. God, I pray for our leader, Speaker Terzai, Leader Cutler, Governor Wolf, President Trump. Lord, thank you that he stands beside Israel unequivocally, Lord. Thank you that Jesus, that we're blessed because we stand by Israel, and we ask for the peace of Jerusalem as your word says, God. We ask that we not be overcome by evil and that we overcome evil with good in this land once again. I claim all these things in the powerful, mighty name of Jesus, the one who, at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess, Jesus, that you are Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. The Speaker of the House, just so you can get a visual, if you've not seen the video, friends, the visual is the Speaker of the House is looking at her and he's looking around this people-pleasing devil in the process of this woman standing up and doing what he should be doing. Now, with this said, friends, Washington Post, listen to how the CIA-controlled media is polarizing Stephanie Borowicz, okay? GOP legislator prays to Jesus for forgiveness before state's first Muslim woman sworn in on the Quran. Okay? On the Quran. Penn Live. Who is Stephanie Borowicz, the Pennsylvania lawmaker accused of giving a weaponizing prayer? Absolutely it is. You better know it is. Right? What about the New York Post? Same as the Washington Post. Pennsylvania lawmaker begs Jesus forgiveness before Muslim is sworn in. Folks, look at how they're always constantly attempting to incite warfare. Divide and conquer, divide and conquer, divide and conquer. Well, did you know that this Muslim that swore in on the Quran, which runs antithetical to we the people in this country, did you know that she said it was Islamophobic? Playing the victim right away. Totalitarianism. Joseph Goebbels, propaganda minister under Adolf Hitler. Accuse the other side of what you're guilty of, right? They play the victim. They always got to put themselves in the victim position as they accuse others of what they're guilty of, right? If you go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, we just found out that the Pennsylvania's Islamic totalitarianism, the state's Dems call Christian prayer bigoted. They need to be careful. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. But they applaud the Quran reading at the state house. Friends, let me just say it this way. You're being sold out incrementally and little by little. You're being sold out because you've sold yourself out, America. I have continuously blown the trumpet. I've warned the people for years what we're dealing with today. I got another video for you, and I want you to hear this. This was in 1989. This just happened to come up. So go ahead and play that next video.
For the Board of Education in the Fairfax County here in the
1989.
And her topic will be education.
Another Muslim. And I'm going to play it out through the break. Well, there's a little bit more of a delay there. She's praying in Arabic. This is back in 1989. And what she's going to share with you, friends, is that the way to convert America is to go through the educational system. And that's exactly where they're going. Friends, while you're diverted as to what's going on in your government, and rightly so, keep in mind they're zeroing in on your kids through the public indoctrination centers. We'll be right back.
I'm very happy.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. Have you ever wanted to meet Bradley Dean face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball? Well, April 12th through the 14th is your chance. Occupy2019.com, Canton, Ohio, one of the Midwest's premier conferences. Russ Dizdar, Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and others are going to teach you how to get in the game. Occupy2019.com, Canton, Ohio. We'll see you there.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, okay? Pennsylvania's Islamic totalitarianism, after this representative, State Rep Stephanie Borowicz, gave her prayer in Jesus' name, all American friends. The media began to attack her, saying, look what she did right before the first Muslima swears into office on the Quran. Folks, the war's begun. The revolution's already begun. Judges 5:8 said when there's other gods within the gate, there's going to be war. You're being sold out because you've sold yourself out to the living God. Period. It's just that simple. And you got all these little devil's minions, John 8:44, read it when you get a moment, standing around this bold woman for Jesus Christ, declaring unabashedly that Jesus is king. And they're all standing around like, oh, I can't even believe you're letting this go on. I can't even believe she's saying these things. Well, you know what? She's saying them because you haven't said them in 40 years. I went through the exact same thing that this woman did. I had over 2,000 outlets within 10 minutes reporting on my prayer in Jesus' name. Praise God. If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto me. The Bible says that had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. They are undoing themselves, America. They're undoing themselves, and they would rather submit, rather than to the meek King of glory, they'd rather submit to those that mean to strike their necks. Period. Giving themselves over to their executioners. Apparently, they're not paying attention to what's going on over in Europe. Apparently not. I am. I hope you are, too. Now, with that said, I jumped over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. State reps, they call themselves, for the Muslims, call Christian prayer bigoted. Let them call it bigoted, friends. but they applaud the Quran reading at the State House session. Why is it that the media is right there, friends, the CIA-controlled media? Why is it that they're there every single time a Muslim wants to say something? You're being sold out. Your sin is finding you out. Numbers 32:23. You've departed from the living God. And if you're waiting for Donald Trump to do something about it, friends, you're sadly deceived. You're sadly deceived. I shared with you yesterday on a post, a meme that was posted, talking about all the crimes of those that you call the left. And I brought up the names. And then I brought up a meme about what is collusion. And then it has all the names of all these colluders, right? And I told you at the beginning of this that this collusion thing was nothing but diversion. And now you found out yesterday it was nothing but diversion. It was purpose diversion, of course. And what's going on? Well, guess what? They had you diverted from what didn't matter, friends. They had you diverted from what didn't matter. I'm sorry, they had you diverted from what did matter, and they had you diverted on them in their little circus of politics, right? Because you never see justice, friends. Nope. I mean, how many of these people have been busted for some scandal, some crime? And yet we hear in the news all day long, every single day, another scandal, you know, another fight between the left and the right, which is all created. It's unconstitutional, right? When in fact, behind closed doors, they're the best of friends. Just like I said with Hillary Clinton, I remember Donald said he was going to bring forth a prosecutor. What did he do? The first 41 seconds of his presidential campaign victory speech. The American people owe Hillary Clinton a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. Remember when he said that Barack Hussein Obama was the worst president in American history, and then after he meets him, he unabashedly in front of the world says, oh, Obama, he's first class, he's first class. When are you going to figure out the games that you're caught up into, friends? You're an easy sell to those that are laughing at you. You think you're laughing at them. You're not laughing at them. They're laughing at you every single step of the way. Repent, America, because your sin is before God. Acts 20, verse 28, or 21. 20, verse 21. I also brought up, right during the last segment, some audio of a Muslim woman. It just popped up yesterday. And it's interesting to note that this was from 1989. Just to show you how you're being sold down the river. This has been going on for a long time. They've been working hard at it for a long time to undermine who we are. That's why they're using the homosexuals. The first thing you do is demoralize a country, right? And then they systematically and methodically follow in line, you know, homophobic, Islamophobic, homophobia, Islamophobia. Then they both pick up the words hate as if to suggest by telling them what the law says. God gave his law because he loves. They call it hate. But again, we were told through Psalm 109, King David, that he was hated for his love. And so was Jesus Christ. He would be hated. We will be. He said that you'll be hated for my namesake. And the Bible says clearly that we'll all be hated. We'll be hated by all men for his namesake. And we'll be persecuted for his namesake, even to those that live desire to live godly. So here we are. But I want you to hear this, because this has been going on for a long time in this country. And with that said, I want you to listen to this woman, this Muslima, back in 1989. And I want you to listen. The first thing she does, this was in Washington, D.C. Her name is Sharifa Al-Khatib. Okay? She said, we will use public schools to convert America to Islam. If you're paying attention to anything, friends, it's happening big time in America today. Having classes, learn the Quran, celebrate Ramadan, teaching them how to commit a jihad in public schools, and the ACLU is right there to help them along. ACLU is a communist organization as well, who have no lawful constitutional standing in America, attacking the things that they're attacking, namely our Christianity, our Christian heritage. Fools. There are a bunch of idiots going up and down the boat, friends, shooting a hole at the base of their boat. And then as it shrinks, or as it begins to sink, they're going to stand back and say, what happened? What happened here, man? I don't believe in God. It doesn't matter if you believe or not. Your ship is sinking, dummy, because you're warring against the very God that gave you the freedoms that you have today. Listen to Sharifa Al-Khatib. Okay? This is in 1989. Listen carefully. In America.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalam ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala ahli wa sahbihi ajma'in. I need to talk louder. Okay. I'm a bit short.
1989.
I'm very happy that I was asked to speak today about education, because I believe that education is one of the most important areas that Muslims have to address. And while our objective, our final objective, is not just to become part of the system that we experience now and that we see, our objective, our final objective, is to create our own Islamic systems, and not only create Islamic systems for Muslims, but to look at all the other people who are sharing this country with us as potential Muslims. And if we look at them as potential Muslims and feel that we have the obligation, which Allah has told us, to try to bring them into the same style of thinking, into the same way of behaving, into the same objectives that we have, then we have to have some way that we can communicate with them and some way we can work with them. And in that long-range process of making America Muslim, all of America Muslim, then we have to have some actual short-range goals. We have to have some way of dealing with them and know how we're going to deal with them and in which ways, and be very calculated about it, or else we will not accomplish our goals. Is education political? Yes, it is. Education is extremely political because it shapes our minds. It shapes our idea of who we are and what we are. It shapes our ideas of what we can be. Yesterday, when I was listening to one of the other speakers, I became amused because it reminded me of a situation with my own little daughter. It wasn't a speaker, actually. It was a person who stood up from the audience and said, "We're not American, we're Muslim." Well, I've always brought my children up, alhamdulillah, to think of themselves first, last, and always as Muslim. When we lived overseas in a Muslim country, I let them identify themselves as Muslims. And we lived there for 10 years. When we came back a year ago, my little daughter, who's in second grade, kept saying to her teacher, "I'm not American, I'm Muslim." And after a while, I started getting notes coming home saying, "What does she mean?" You know? And I got the same sort of notes from the school where we were overseas in a Muslim country, so-called Muslim country. The principal said, "What does she mean?" And she was in a Muslim country. And they would say, "Well, you're American, right?" She said, "No, I'm Muslim." And the principal here said the same thing. That shows that we have similar kinds of problems in approaching the field of education, whether we're living in a so-called Muslim country or whether we're living here in the United States.
Yep, Sharifa, folks, for the sake of break, the break here, hard break, Sharifa Al-Khatib, "We will use public schools to convert America to Islam." This was from 1989 in Washington, D.C. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is in South Florida visiting Lake Okeechobee and touring some of the aging infrastructure that's being updated.
I want to just thank the Army Corps of Engineers. It's been fantastic. I said, let's go. We need a wall also on the border. You know that, right? I'm looking at all these walls. I'm saying southern border, too. Don't forget our southern border. And we're right now building a lot of wall on the southern border.
Record flooding in the Midwest and Great Plains could cause at least $3 billion in damage to the region, and more than one-third of that tally is from agriculture. Dale Reef is a farmer in Iowa, and he's concerned about getting a crop in for this year.
We're still optimistic that hopefully we'll get to plant a crop this coming year and just see how it all plays out.
Reef was speaking there on Fox News and says any planting that would take place would be in about 3 weeks. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Okay. Bradley Dean, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. If you're on live chat right now, light them up. I want to see what you guys have to say. One guy said, Christians need to get off the couch and turn off the NFL and take this country back. Of course. Of course. It goes a lot deeper than that, friends. We have 60 million babies on our hands. Their blood is on our hands for allowing the said government to sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb, and then taking it another step, and then redefining the institution of the church at will, which they'll never do. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, against the church, no matter what they say. Okay, it's always going to be illegal, and they know it. And this is running counter and in direct stark contrast to the United States government. This is not American government. What's going on here, friends? This is foreign to American government. I mean, to stand back and allow a bunch of Muslims that are blatantly telling you what they want to do and what they have to do. I mean, friends, these are the same people that have it so hard over there that they bring their culture with them. They play the victims. They get over into these prospective countries. We can see that they plundered many over in Europe right now. But they get over into America, and then what they do is they say they need help, and then the American people and our system of government is here to help them to assimilate, and what do? They begin to attack that system of government that helped them. I mean, look where they came from. I mean, salt and stone and sand, and it's crazy. It's like you folks really do need help, but what you need to do is you need to get a little Jesus Christ in your life, man, and I'm talking about the whole of who he is, because of what you came from isn't working out for you. This is a Christian nation, and if you don't like it, see you later. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. Period. It's ridiculous. Speaking of what's going on in this country and why this is going on in this country, the good guys are illegally pushing for door-to-door confiscation through red flag policies, not law. Learn from history. I said during the first segment, friends, a speech in the House of Commons, November 18th, 1783, by William Pitt the Younger. He said, necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. We have to do this. We better do this now. Let's change this. We have to do this. You hear it all the time, friends. It's the argument of tyrants, said William Pitt. It's the creed of slaves. Now, going back just a week and a half, in the light of what just allegedly happened in New Zealand, and folks, I did say allegedly, okay? One might ask themselves the question, why is it that their acting government in New Zealand would attempt to disarm their own citizenry instead of arming them to protect themselves against armed assailants? Pretty telling, is it not? Luke 11, 21 through 22. I want to say that again. In the light of what just allegedly happened in New Zealand, one might ask themselves the question, why is it that their acting government would attempt to disarm their own citizenry instead of arming them to protect themselves against armed assailants? That would be the most basic common sense thought that would come to my mind. Well, arm them. No, they disarmed them, okay? And I'm going to show you in just a couple of minutes how it backfired. Furthermore, why is their acting government in New Zealand detaining and charging their own citizenry for sharing the video of this alleged massacre? Follow me through. After all, it was broadcasted live on Facebook conveniently. You know, one of the things I do have to say when I was watching this video, friends, I was trying to figure out why there was no blood. That was one of the first things I noticed right away. And I just thought, what a convenient setup. I mean, this guy had his camera on his trunk where all of his arsenal was. He went through the whole building. And again, when he was shooting these people, I didn't see the blood. If you have pictures of the scene, please send them to me. I just need to see this because you know as well as I do that your government and governments on a global scale, friends, have been busted over and over and over again in false flag attacks, which means that they're a part of to bring out the massacre. I mean, you hear this all day long in America. And if you think I'm crazy, do you remember the two jihadis in New Mexico? How come you haven't heard a peep about those guys? Remember how they were gun running? How that they were training up children out in New Mexico in a little compound in the middle of nowhere? And one little three-year-old boy was dead, starved to death. But the other children were being raised up and being trained to go into public schools and shoot them up. And then a week and a half later, when the people wanted evidence as to what took place there, the FBI went in and scrubbed everything, demolished the whole scene. Why? Because they wanted to get rid of evidence. Your government, America. Your FBI, America. So don't tell me about... You know what the bottom line is? What's going on in this country is so telling. It's getting to the point where when you even object to the questions, friends, and by the way, they don't like being questioned. And I want you to question, see, they want you to question the truth. But they don't want people questioning what they call the truth. And that's what you need to begin to question. Let's go back to New Zealand here. Did you know that in New Zealand, their acting government is detaining and charging their own citizens for sharing the video of this alleged massacre. Matter of fact, one man has been arrested and charged with two counts of objectionable materials in New Zealand's Films, Videos, and Publications Act, which was passed shortly thereafter. He's being held without bail and could be sentenced up to 14 years in prison for each offense. And this is one of many that have been charged in New Zealand. What's the big deal? In parallel, in America, and like that of the shooting that took place at Parkland High School in Florida, all videos were banned from big tech companies from the likes of Facebook, Google, and Twitter. And why? Because eyewitness accounts didn't align themselves with the CIA-controlled media's narrative. There are 70 cameras inside of that school shooting, and only four videos were released. If you'd like to watch the videos, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and go to The Good Guys Are Illegally Pushing for Door-to-Door Confiscation Through Red Flag Policies, Not Law. Learn from history. All these videos are there for you to see eyewitness accounts. But again, keep in mind, Facebook, Google, and Twitter tried to ban all these videos, and they were shutting down websites that were showing you that which countered the CIA-controlled media's narrative. And don't forget about the teacher that said that she had seen the shooter, and this was on national television, but they didn't expect her to tell you what she told you. This teacher said that she had seen the shooter and believed him to be a police officer in full gear. In full gear. And during this shooting, the likes of Alexia Midnick, former student, was walking with the shooter when they heard the shooting going on over in the other building. But that was banned too. I have the video here if you'd like to see it. You can listen to what she has to say. There were several accounts of students hanging out with Nicholas Cruz. And by the way, if you look at Nicholas Cruz, he wasn't dressed from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet in SWAT armor. Nobody can attest to that, but that's what this teacher said. Okay. Well, going back to in parallel, this alleged massacre in New Zealand. Could it be that this alleged massacre in New Zealand had inconsistencies found in the film that they did not want anyone to see? Like some of the people that were laying on the ground, hanging out with their kids, and going back and forth on their phone during, some believe, rehearsal? Well, just saying, friends. Just saying, friends. And it's interesting how people will attack just what I just said, but go to DC Clothesline, friends. And look at the inconsistencies found. Look at the film that they did not want you to see. Again, what I noticed right away, where was the blood? That's all I wanted to know. And there was different pictures of the same pictures that were taken earlier, where they were different later on. Where there was one body at the door, and then later on there was two bodies at the door. And then all of a sudden there was that blood that we needed to see, right? Hey, friends, could it be that the New Zealanders thought it a little odd that their prime minister, while wearing a hijab, immediately after the shooting, it was almost like they knew this was going to roll out, friends. Immediately, she was wearing a hijab. She said after this alleged shooting, our gun laws are going to change. Within just 6 days, they banned military-style firearms. 6 days. How convenient. Never let a good crisis go to waste, said dead fish Rahm Emanuel. Well, I got a question for you, friends. Let's take it a step further. Who created it? Who created the crisis? Out of chaos, we will create a new world order. Out of chaos, we will create a new world order. Who said it 212 times, friends? President Bush Sr. Well, maybe they thought in New Zealand that it was telling when the CIA-controlled media lied while broadcasting, that the masses are turning in their guns. This is what the media did. They jumped on the bandwagon, and they told everybody in New Zealand, listen, after the 6 days was up and they banned those military-style firearms, that, you know what, the masses, said the media, the CIA-controlled media on a global scale, all owned by six corporations, it was reported that the masses were turning in their guns. By the way, it's a tactic to belittle opposition. They want everybody to believe what they said is true. They wanted the people in New Zealand to believe that everybody forfeited their guns, when in fact, their gun control measures completely backfired. I'm going to get to that right when we come back on the other side of the break. Folks, we're talking about the good guys are illegally pushing for door-to-door confiscation in America through red flag policies, not law. Learn from history. Lindsey Graham, Ted Cruz, Donald Trump, all those that have been sold to you as the good guys are the ones that are behind the measures pushing for, guess what?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment. Folks, I'm going to get into probably more of the videos and audio, depending upon what avenue you're watching us on right now. Are you watching us on YouTube? Are you listening to us on the radio? I'm going to play both for you tomorrow. I just want you to hear and pay attention to the similarities here and the parallel and how they're trying to disarm the American people. I was just sharing with you how in 6 days over there in New Zealand, they banned military-style firearms. And then the media got onto the bandwagon and began to promulgate, that means to broadcast to the masses, that they're turning their guns in. And again, the reason that they did that is because they wanted to belittle those that didn't turn their guns in. It's a tactic, a Saul Alinsky tactic, communistic tactic, friends. But the fact of the matter is what they don't want you to know is their gun control measures completely backfired. The Sons of Liberty reports, Tyler Durden explains that this is not the norm and that Kiwis are not complying, for the most part, with the ban. Out of an estimated 1.2 million registered guns, notice they're registered, friends, that's the first step, so they know where you're at. New Zealand police report that as of Tuesday night, 37 firearms have been surrendered nationwide. What did the media say, friends? Oh, man, the masses are turning in their guns. The masses are turning their guns in. Friends, 37 people surrendered their guns. And, of course, the media puts out there a guy after he's seen this alleged massacre. It was easy for him to give his gun back to the government. Really? That's disarming you? Wasn't it Ben Franklin that said never trust a government that doesn't trust its own people with guns? Of course. And in this country, we are the government. And we have our employers trying to remove our means of self-defense. And why would they do that? Because it runs, folks, against the grain of the Constitution in so many different ways. In so many different ways. In so many different ways, friends. I was just perusing the U.S. Constitution just the other day. I went through the whole thing again. And it was interesting to note how the militia is to help the government in times of invasion to help repel them. And then I think of the Second Amendment, and then I think about what our forefathers said. As a matter of fact, I'm jumping ahead of the game a little bit. Let me get to that, because I will in just a moment. I just told you that the media, the CIA-controlled media, on a global scale, began to promulgate to the masses in New Zealand that everybody's, the masses are turning in their guns. 37 of 1.2 million registered gun owners in New Zealand gave up their guns. It's backfiring America. It's backfiring New Zealand. People are awake in that area. But the fact of the matter is, again, your sin is before God, Numbers 32:23. The Prime Minister said, I want to remind you people, you can surrender your gun to the police at any time. In fact, I've seen reports that people are, in fact, already doing this. I applaud that effort. And if you're thinking about surrendering your weapon, I would encourage you to do so. Showing solidarity, friends, with a hijab on. Sounds a little familiar, doesn't it, friends? Like that of Janet Merkel and the French Prime Minister over there. And obviously, Janet Merkel's over in Germany. But look over in the U.K., remember the preacher that just got busted there for preaching in Jesus' name? The Muslim mayor of the U.K. said, you know what? We can't have this. We can't have this. They're using the Muslims to suppress. They're being used, too. And as I've shared that with you so many different times. Now, in parallel to the shooting in Parkland, Florida, behind the March for Our Lives. Remember that? Remember people thought it was a little weird how fast everything went after this shooting in Parkland, Florida? Well, there were some people, and as a matter of fact, if you'd like to see the documentation, it's on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, the actual permit, okay? The letter to get the permit online. You can see it. But behind the March for Our Lives, permits, by the way, were issued 2 months before this school shooting ever took place. 2 months. After that shooting, and by the way, they're still resurrecting this today, 55 new gun control laws were passed in 26 states by a majority of Republican governors. Now, take note, as the Denver Post points out, this massive push for gun control has bipartisan support. I don't care. It's illegal. We didn't delegate that authority to them. In fact, the majority of governors who signed in new gun control measures, listen carefully, friends, were Republicans. The good guys, right? Now we are seeing the alleged good guys like Ted Cruz and Lindsey Graham beginning to push for red flag laws, which are not law. Friends, shall not be infringed means shall not be infringed. Right? The Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. In the end, this will move to door-to-door confiscation if these criminals are not lawfully stopped. Those that are advocating for red flag laws. It's illegal. Now, consider what this new administration is doing. Just with me for a moment. Stay open-minded. Consider what this new administration is doing to Americans today. Could it have ever been done under that of criminal Barack Hussein Obama's administration? Never. Never. You're being lied to, America. Now we're dealing with those who have been led to believe, you know, the good guys, you know, the Republican conservatives, that are the ones that are advocating illegal red flag laws, as they call them. I mean, call it what you will, it matters not. It's all unlawful activity, America. Ask the question, where are these said representatives that are attempting to disarm you incrementally in America deriving this authority from? Because it is not from we the people, America. It runs counter to our system of government in the United States of America. Patrick Henry said the Constitution is not an instrument for the government to restrain the people. It's an instrument for the people to restrain the government, lest it come to dominate our lives and interests. Hello. Hello. Samuel Adams, Massachusetts Ratifying Convention, 1788, said, "The Constitution shall never, ever, ever be construed to prevent the people of the United States, who are peaceable citizens, law abiders, from keeping their own arms." Now, if you take the time to investigate many of these massacres, you will find more than not that many of them are false flags, as I said earlier. You can identify the guilty culprits when you see who stands to gain by attempting to disarm the people, rather than to arm after these massacres take place. It's very telling, and it's very easy to see. Over and over again and across the globe, we are seeing that these alleged massacres happen while the government mysteriously waits in the shadows only to disarm or ban shortly thereafter. And when they happen, doesn't it seem more than not, friends? I'm not speculating. Does it not seem, friends, that it was just in time? It was just in time. And here they are, right on cue, trying to disarm you again. Folks, governments on a daily basis today somehow accuse law-abiding citizens through totalitarian methods for what the guilty are responsible for. Let me say that again and get this into your heart. Governments on a daily basis somehow accuse law-abiding citizens through totalitarian methods for what the guilty are responsible for. It's like the TSA. You're being accused, friends. You're suspect as a terrorist, as they violate the Fourth Amendment and illegally put their hands on you. Okay? There's so many folks, there's so many agencies after September 11th that are unconstitutional and before that was preceded, friends. Why is the government accusing law-abiding citizens for what the guilty are responsible for? Another question that one should ask themselves is, who gains from these massacres, as I said earlier? Well, again, the government stands in the shadows only to disarm the people. And what is worse than all of this is that those that are legislating illegally are also advocating disarmament while being surrounded with fully armed security details protecting themselves from the people that they are to serve. Are you thinking? And friends, now we're beginning to see door-to-door confiscations. Forgive me. One must remember that it is no longer law enforcement at this point. You are now dealing with agents of the state that have left off to uphold their oath that they swore to uphold. They are now agents of the state that are not doing their jobs, but are now violating their oaths. Read Psalm 94, verse 20 when you get a moment. Tomorrow I'm going to get to what history teaches us, live, 2 to 4 Central Standard Time, across the country, 107 affiliates throughout the United States of America. And I'm going to give you the videos, the audios, whatever you want to look at, friends, it's all here. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, the good guys are illegally pushing for the door-to-door confiscation through red flag policies, not law. It's on the front page right now. Look at the videos, friends. Look at the videos. Love you by what we do for
homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.